Hallelujah. My emphasis here, is that book. He collected the book. What is that book? Seven seals. Listen. Seven seals on that book. That is the title deeds of redemption. He collects it, but he has not yet come to take over the earth. Those of you who have landed property and illegal squatters, they go there and you are coming to chase them away and take over your land. The first thing you do is to perfect your documents. Perfect the title deeds. He paid the bride price. He paid the price. Now, what is in that book is what he will go through before finally he will come to this earth and take possession. The activities that will take place, they are in that book. And this is how it is revealed in chapter 6, verse 1. Chapter 6 and verse 1. And I saw when the lamp, praise God. Sister Victoria from Ghana, where are you? Where's Sister Victoria? Wave your hand. Where's Sister Victoria? You are there. Okay, God bless you. Are you flowing? You are following. She said she spent all her years in Catholic Church until she came across this message before she understood salvation. She knew more of Mary, Mother of God, than her Savior. So I'm taking my time believing that there may be another Victoria somewhere that would be delivered from that. Praise the Lord. And she spent so many years in the U.S. It was in the U.S. she came across across this message through this ministry. Praise the Lord. And he said initially it was difficult to drop the earrings and the trouser. Amen. It will be difficult until you meet with him. When you meet with him, hallelujah, you will soon discover that all these things are secondary. That the beauty of a woman is more than what she wears. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are still struggling with it, it's because you have not found Jesus. If you find Jesus, he will mean more than anything else to you. Praise the Lord. It's because you have not fallen in love with him. And you can never fall in love with Jesus until you know who he is. Amen. You are struggling with your Christian faith because you have not found him. You may know him, but it's another thing to find him. Hallelujah. And have a relationship with him. Praise the Lord. Verse 1, Revelation chapter 6. I will finish it. And I saw when the lamp opened one of the seals. That is seal number 1. And I heard as it were the noise of what? Thunder. One of the four beasts. That is where I am going. One of the four beasts. The first one is what? The lion. The second one is what? The calf. The third one, like the face of a man. It's like. Like, because the characteristic of that beast is a reflection of the anointing that God used to withstand the Antichrist movement, the gates of hell. Let's read it again. The first seal was open. Who will have the revelation of what is seen there? It was the first beast. What is the first beast? The lion. I heard as it were the noise. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. That is a revelation. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow. And the crown was given unto him. And he went forth, conquering and to conquer. That was the beginning of the onslaught of the gates of hell. This is the beginning of the Antichrist. Moving to fulfill verse 15 of Genesis chapter 3. Going after the heel of the seed of the woman. To disturb the progress of the church. And history shows us what they went through in that. That was the period. They will call the apostles. They will cane them. They will put them inside prison. They will torture them. What is the order? You must not preach again in that name. The emphasis is that name. Don't mention it. And who were those doing it? Religious people. Cain was religious. If you are going to look at the Antichrist as one drunkard somewhere, you are missing it. He is holding Bible. He is religious. He is preaching as you are preaching. He is also calling on the name of Jesus. But he's telling you that the way you are doing it is wrong. You should do it his own way. Hallelujah. Okay. And so, if you read on because of time, if you read on, that horse, the second seal was opened again, and that horse now became, the first horse was white in color. The second horse was red. Now listen, church, we have said it several times for the benefit of those hearing us. It is not another horse, oh. It is the same spirit. It is the same power. Horse means power, and it's Antichrist power. He only changed his mode of operation, described, depicted, symbolized by the colors of that horse. It is not four horses. It's not four riders. It's the same horse, the same Antichrist spirit that was in the Garden of Eden, the same Antichrist spirit that is in the church now. Hallelujah. But you will need one of those beasts to make you to understand how he is walking. And what did he do? Praise the Lord. He changed to white. And from white to red. Why red? Red is the color of blood. That was the period of bloodshed. That was the period that he was killing. Killing, he changed. Since we're doing this small, they are still following. I'm talking church history. They are still serving. The more we do, the more they are increasing. They changed it, the horse. That was the second seal. When the second seal was opened, another beast, the second beast now, told John, come and see. Therefore, the symbol of the faith of the age that the white horse rider rode on, the symbol is a white horse rider. It's a lion. Because he came as the lion of the tribe of Judah. That was the symbol of their faith. Because that was the symbol of the anointing of boldness. They were bold. They were not afraid. Since you are not afraid, we will kill you. The second beast, when it was opened, the second beast, now it is the calf. Told John, come and see. And what did he see? He saw that same horse now change color to red. I was killing and killing and killing. And history lets us know within that period that they killed 68 million saints. The more you kill, the more they were offering themselves. There was an anointing that was released upon them that they died willingly for what they believed. It was the grace for that age. I know why I'm saying this. There is the grace for every age. There was the grace that will make them to withstand death. They will carry, go and read it. Look for a book titled Fox's Book of Martyrs. Go and read it and see. Sometimes I read, I say, can this be true? Can human being do this to a fellow human being? But when I see what ISIS and Boko Haram and the rest are doing, then I know what it must have looked like at that time. Where they will bring pregnant women, 3, 4, take 2, tear them apart, life, bring out the baby, and smash everything, and tell the other one waiting, will you denounce that Jesus? You are seeing that, and that one will tell them, what are you waiting for? Do to me what you did to them. You know that a normal human being will not do that. There was a grace. For that age, this age that we are in, there is also a grace. For to resist the Antichrist spirit that is moving in the Laodicean church age, it is the age of materialism. It is the age of serving mammon. It is the age for the love of money. It is the age where their belly is their God. It is the age of immorality. It is the age where anything goes. But there is also the grace for this age. When that grace is upon you, you don't struggle to live a holy life. That grace has to be on you, sister, for you to say, no, I will not dress like the world. I will not paint my face. I will not wear those nonsense jewelry. I will not put those things on my head. I will look different from them. For a young girl in this age, not by constraint, not because she's in bride assembly and she's taking the feathers to look like an eagle. No. That willingly within her, something happens and she's not ashamed to declare to the whole world the size she belongs. It will come by a special grace. May you receive that grace in the name of Jesus. And they had that grace and they resisted that Antichrist spirit. When he saw that they were not giving up, he found out, why are they not giving up? It's because they are reading the Bible. He said, okay, stop killing them. After all, what is the secret of death? It is to add or to subtract from the what? What brought death in the Garden of Eden? They added, they subtracted from the word of God. And it brought death. So, the only thing that's giving them boldness is because they are reading that they have a hope. Like Boko Haram, they read that there are 7 virgins waiting for them in heaven. So they die bomb, suicide bomb, if I die. So all my reason for dying is to go and meet 7 virgins. Hey. Anyway, they read it. Praise the Lord. You see what the devil can do? And this God will not allow people to go see and come back to life and tell people. Eh? Because it is appointed unto man how many times to die. You can't die second time. We don't have second chance. We don't have second chance. Only once. You either receive it now or forever you are finished. You see the risk. You see why Satan is doing it confidently. But secondly, even Abraham said, even if somebody from here goes to them, they will not believe. So why is he wasting his time letting people come back to life? To say what? They will say you are lying. They will say you are lying. They will see God, koro koro, and they will say you are lying. And so, hey, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so he withdrew the word. Withdrew the word. It became an offense to be seen with the Bible. And he used a period of almost 1,000 years. You can imagine children that were born within that period. All they knew was the Catholic religion. All they knew was the Pope that has the power to do and undo. All they knew about how to worship God is through the mediums. Saint Jude, Saint Mary, Mother of God. 1,000 years. teaching them penance and purgatory. If your relation is dead, you can pay for him here. You can pay for him here. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you pay the priest here, then there is a prayer that will be said on his behalf based on. So this thing that Pentecostals are charging money, they learned it from their Catholic mother. The Catholicism started it, and its history is there. Praise the Lord. And everything is by works. We can't even bury you until, I think, you pay their tithe before they bury them. You calculate their tithe in Anglican Church. I don't know how they know how much he earned. Then the living we have to pay. If not, if he goes, he will not enter heaven. He will remain in punishment in a place the Catholic Church created called purgatory. And that's all they knew. But when that third seal was opened, can we read it now? Revelation chapter 6, which verse is that? The third seal. And when he had opened the third seal, verse 5, Revelation chapter 6, verse 5, I heard the third beast say what? Come and see. What is the third beast? The face like a man. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. What is it depicting? It is depicting the dark ages where the word of God was withdrawn. And he sat on him. And he that sat on him, the Antichrist, is a spirit, had a pair of balances in his hand, commercialization of the gospel. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, see the description. A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. Are you catching what they are saying? A picture of what? A picture of business that was going on. But there is thus said the Lord. And see, thou hot not the oil and the wine. Why did he say so? Because the gospel, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The dark ages, which is the third seal, the standard that God used was like the face of a man. That was the period. In this dark age, where the horse became black, was the fulfillment of Matthew chapter 13 and verse 33. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 33. Another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Till the whole was leavened. And the three measures of meal, the three measures of meal are the three works of grace: justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That woman is the same woman in Revelation chapter 17 that is a whore and the mother of harlots. And that is the Catholic religion. Praise the Lord. That took leaven, false doctrine, and mixed it with these three measures of meal. Mixed it until everything was corrupted. And what happened? Verse 44. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Verse 44, Matthew 13. It says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man has found, that is why it is the face of a man. The man found he hideth and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he had and buyeth that field. Verse 44 here is Martin Luther, the Catholic, that found this revelation. What was the revelation? That all this purgatory is not needed. All this penance is not needed. Luther, the church shall live by faith. That was the revelation he caught. God's own way of restoring the seed that was planted at Pentecost but died at Nicaea, where this mixture and corruption was done. It was time for the blade to shoot out. Praise the Lord. Luther came up with the doctrine of justification. The face of a man, because he was now going to use intellectualism, because it was now time, hallelujah, for a teaching grace to be restored. The word has to be restored. The people know nothing about the word. He had to raise men, and he raised from among them influential person. And we know the history, how he woke up and wrote 96 theses, punching the doctrine of Catholicism that he had been promoting for years. Went to the cathedral there and pasted them there. And the people began to read, because it was time to come out. God caused there. That is the beginning of the Protestant movement. And when you protest from them, they will call you heretic. And the punishment for heretics is death. Hallelujah. But something happened. Read that verse again, Revelation chapter 6. Verse 6. Correct? It says, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. Then he said, and see, thou hot not the oil and the wine. He's talking of a revival. What you're saying is, but there's going to be a revival in that same age, that same period. He said that it cannot be stopped. He said, don't hurt it. And it was fulfilled. When Luther came up with that, the Catholic system, we are going to grab him to kill him as usual. But the king of Germany arose and stopped them. Brother, if your time is not up, Satan cannot get you. Hallelujah. And that revival was to begin the restoration of the three works of grace: justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, and other doctrines that we are all lost and covered up. Eternal security was covered up. The Godhead was covered up and replaced with Trinity. And all other doctrines, predestination, covered up. And within that period, men began to rise and begin to catch this revelation, because attention suddenly came back to the Bible. And they were seeing their errors. And they were seeing that this one too is there in the Bible. This one too is there. This one too is there. Then verse 45 of Matthew chapter 13. It was time now for the ear to burst out from the ground. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly peers. That is a preacher. He was a preacher looking for souls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, not P-R-I-Z-E, reward, the price, but price, it means it has a cost. It will cost you something to have it. It will cost you something to have it. He went and sold all that he had, all the revelation he had before, and bought it and held onto it. What is that pearl of great price? He found he was looking for God. He needed God. He wants to have God. But the only way you can have God is without holiness. No man will see God. Hallelujah. So you want to see God, then there are prices you will pay. You have to stop some things. You have to, you cannot hold God and the world at the same time. You have to hold him. There is the law of opportunity cost. You cannot hold the two. One has to forego for the other one to be held onto. He found the doctrine of sanctification. And he sold all that he had. The selling there is throwing away all the ideas he had before and held onto it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was the beginning of the restoration. And church, all this from Luther is fulfilling what Apostle Paul told us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. This is how the rapture will take place. For the Lord himself, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, shall descend concerning the coming of the Lord. The coming of the Lord. Church, listen. The rapture has started. The rapture starts with a shout, calling people out of error, bringing them back to the Bible. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. That is the order. The shout, therefore, began. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The shout began with the message of Luther. That revival is what the angel of the Lord was showing John in the Isle of Patmos in Revelation. I mean, in the fifth seal. The third seal. Praise the Lord. The third seal. He was showing him, and he said, "Hot not the oil, touch not the oil or the wine." It is the oil and the wine there is the revival, and that revival is unstoppable. Hot not the oil and the wine. Don't touch it. And that revival has been going on until now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, listen. Amen. I have said it. When the life is moving, you refuse to move with it. What happens? You are left behind. You are left behind. And that is where you see the position of the denominations. He's moving on, and you are dead because the life is moving for perfection. Until that is why the rapture has not taken place. The life is moving until what was planted in the day of Pentecost is formed again. Then he quickly takes his sickle according to Mark chapter 4 and from verse 26 parable. Praise the Lord. But now notice something. In the chronology of fulfillment, now the fifth seal is fulfilled before the fourth seal. Oh, glory be to God. Let's read it so that you understand what I mean. The fourth seal. We are finished with the third seal. The third seal, that revival ends with the rapture. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And what is the fourth beast? A flying eagle, like the flying eagle. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. Hallelujah. Now, hang on to this, and go to the fifth seal. The fifth seal. The fifth seal. Praise the Lord. Revelation chapter 6 and verse 9. We just read the fourth seal. But the fifth seal is fulfilled before the fourth seal. And this is why. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar, the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" Asking for vengeance. And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. So their fellow brethren are going to be killed. When are they going to be killed? They will be killed under the fourth seal. That's why I say that the fifth seal is fulfilled before the fourth seal. When was the fifth seal fulfilled? It was the Holocaust. 6 million Jews were killed. Why were they killed? For the word of God. Which word of God? For who they are. That they are a special race. That they are a race of promise. The Jewish race. They were killed only because they were Jews. They did not commit any offense. And only Jews, they're under the law. Under grace, you will hear, forgive them, Lord, for they don't know what they do. How do we know they are Jews? Because they are asking for vengeance. It is the Jews that ask for vengeance. And they are told, wait for a while until your fellow brethren also and servants are killed the same way you are killed. And when are they killed? They are killed under the fourth seal. Let's go to the fourth seal now. And this fourth seal is the 70th week of Daniel, as we see in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. Can we read the fourth seal, please? Are we there? And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say what? Come and see. What is the fourth beast? What is the fourth beast? Say it very loud. Can you see that the fourth beast begin to speak only after the rapture has taken place? Therefore, the symbol of our faith is not the flying eagle. And I looked and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth. To do what? To kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. The fourth seal, the pale horse rider there is pale, the color, the horse changes to pale. It is the color of deception. In Daniel chapter 9, by the time you come to verse 27, the Antichrist, the prince that is to come, Daniel saw it. He comes after the rapture. He enters a covenant with the Jews. That covenant, he says, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. Many, there is many nations, but his target is Israel. And in the middle of that week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. 1 week is 7 years. In the middle of 7 years is what? 3.5 years. During this, and in the middle of it, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. From where? In the temple. He will make sure no more worship in that temple. And for the overspread of abomination, he shall make it desolate. Even until the consummation, and that determine shall be poured upon the desolate. This is a period that God himself gave Daniel that agenda for Israel. After the rapture, remember that the Messiah was cut off in the 69th week of the 70 weeks that was given to Daniel. Daniel chapter 9, if you read it from verse 24. According to the divine agenda, the Messiah is cut off exactly 483 years from the time that Daniel was told a commandment will go forth for them to return to Israel. And from that period, count 483 years, the Messiah that you people are looking for will come and he will even be killed. He was prophesied years, but because they were not studying, he came as written of him. They didn't know. They killed him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And because they killed him, he blinded them. He stopped the process. Between the 69th week and the 70th week, he decided to come and look for a bride for himself among the Gentiles. And that is why in Romans chapter 11 verse 25, he said blindness in part has come upon Israel. It's not total blindness. Until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. That fullness of the Gentile will end the Gentile church age when the last bride member comes in. Then he will now go to the last week that he suspended. And that last week comes with the Antichrist desiring to go and be worshipped, sit in the temple as God, and desire to be worshipped. Within that period, I'm paraphrasing, Revelation chapter 11, two prophets, hallelujah, two prophets arise. In Revelation chapter 11, those prophets that you see there, they are Moses and Elijah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Moses and Elijah, as soon as that covenant is entered, the revival for Israel begins. To fulfill all the prophecies he had given, that he will turn back to Israel. He has taken his queen away. The first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. We are there in the kingdom. He's now revealing himself. Joseph revealing himself to his brethren while his queen was at the palace. Queen Esther. Praise the Lord. And while that is going on, amen. While that is going on, he raises two prophets. That is why that the symbol of the anointing that he used for the fourth seal is the flying eagle. He's going to use a prophetic anointing, and he used those two prophets to open their eyes. And he preaches for 3.5 years. It's in the Bible. Time is going. I want to move forward. Time is going. He uses they preach for 3.5 years. Within that period, Revelation chapter 7 is ignited with the sealing of the 144,000. 12,000 in every tribe. Sealing there is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Whereby ye are sealed. We are sealed with the Holy Ghost. And they are given the everlasting gospel. And they go about preaching. What are they preaching? Exposing that man that was there. He will bear it for 3.5 years. In the middle of that agreement, the agreement he entered, Isaiah called it the covenant of death. The politicians are those that did that thing. But spiritual Israel will say it's a lie. But while they say peace, peace, sudden destruction comes upon them like a woman under travail. They didn't know that that man was just coming with his own agenda. The manifestation of the fullness of the Antichrist. He bears them for 3.5 years. After 3.5 years, he faces those three prophets. He kills them. The whole world is watching. Right at the time John at the Isle of Patmos saw that revelation, God was letting him know that there will be a time where through satellite, real-time events, we will be watching. Because he says, and the whole world watched it. The Bible says so. And watched as they killed them. But 3 days after, because they left their dead bodies in the streets of Jerusalem. Why? They are rejoicing because they troubled them. They caused fire to come down. They caused water to turn to blood. what is identified with Moses and Elijah was displayed there. They trouble everybody. And God allowed them to catch them and kill them. But 3 days after, while they were watching them, the spirit of life comes upon them. And they ascended. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then, after that, he now turns in fierce anger to begin to persecute them. That is the period he tells them, unless you have the mark or number or name of the beast, you cannot buy or sell. That is the time for the mark of the beast. Now, if you don't have it, that is the period. And that period, because the eyes of the Jews are open, they will resist. And therefore, the persecution will start. And Jeremiah called it the time of Jacob's trouble. And Daniel also described that period of the great tribulation. It's a period that Israel has never known. But he said that they made them they fled on the two wings of a great eagle. Oh, yeah. Revelation chapter 12. Two wings of a great eagle. He made them to fly and took them to where they are nourished for 3.5 years until that indignation passes away. There are people that will believe the ministry of those prophets, and they will hear something, and based on the revelation we hear, they will run. And when they will run, it is to fulfill Matthew chapter 25, the judgment of nations. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was in prison, you visited me. Throughout that period of the persecution of Israel, they will run to nations. Any nation that accepts them and keeps them, any household that accepts them and keeps them, what will he do? He preserves them when he will be coming on the day of the Lord to shake the whole world and to take over the earth. The Bible said few men will remain. Few, because he said men will be as scarce as gold, because he will shake the earth, reel the earth up and down. Apostle Peter says that he, God, will descend. He said by fire, the whole earth here will be consumed with fervent heat. It is called the day of vengeance. It is the day of the Lord. And when you will come, only those who help the Jews in the time of their tribulation, he will spare them so that they will enter the millennium and live in the millennial age to repopulate the earth, so that we shall rule over them. I am telling you the divine agenda. I am telling you what is in the Bible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And salvation ends. Praise God. The sixth seal is the judgment of nations. The sixth seal. Can we read it? Let me round up quickly. The sixth seal for now. Because I never go where they go self. The sixth seal, Revelation chapter 6. Hallelujah. From verse 12, it says, "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal." Remember, that book has 7 seals. We have seen the first seal, the second seal, the third seal, the fourth seal. We have seen the fifth seal, the Holocaust seal. Now the sixth seal is now the judgment seal. He's coming from heaven with us to take over the earth. "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake." And you notice here, there was no beast here again. Do you notice? Because there are only 4 beasts. The third three are the church ages. It ends with the third beast. The fourth one, it is reserved for Israel. No more beast. But now, revelations are becoming plainer now. "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that seated on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? And that is when we shall be coming to take over this earth. It is called the day of the Lord. But there is still the seventh seal. And that seventh seal, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That seventh seal is not opened until we see Revelation chapter 7, Revelation chapter 8. Remember, the book of Revelation is not fulfilled chronologically like that. You need Revelation to place them. Now, it is in Revelation chapter 8, verse 1, that last seal is opened. And when he had opened the seventh seal, what happened? There was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And from here, why that silence for 30 minutes took place when the seventh seal is open, it is taking us to Revelation chapter 10, where we shall see the seven thunders. And we will go there next service, next Sunday, because our time is up. Can we stand up?